going.
We're going to call the meeting to order. It is now 6:06. The single school board member redistricting steering committee public hearing district 3 is now called to order. Today is Thursday, May 17th. If we could just please stand for a quick moment of silence. I joked earlier somebody would be appropriate given Donna's summer pass, but she was a legend in many of our years, so just a quick moment. Thank you. Marcia, can you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Scott, can you please call the roll?
Christine Judakis.
Present.
Russell Shard, Marilyn Sultanipour, Barbara Jones, Paul Eisner,
present.
Heather Kniff,
here.
Lotha Krishnayer,
present.
Roland Foltz,
present.
Roosevelt Wolters,
present.
Philip Yussi,
here.
Sheila Rose,
here.
Mary Burdick, Michael DiGuercio,
present.
Alan Ehrlich.
Hi.
Marcia Allison.
Present.
Michael Rayner.
Present.
That completes tonight's roll call.
Thank you. If I could ask the interpreters to come to the microphone and offer your services to the public, please.
Maria Farro, and I'm the Spanish interpreter. Mi nombre es Maria Farro, y yo soy la intérprete para español. Gracias.
My name is Jude Farro. I'm the Asian Creole interpreter. No, it's Asian Creole anymore.
The agenda for this meeting was distributed to all members. Are there any questions or amendments to the agenda? Without objection, the agenda for this meeting is adopted as presented. Item 5, approval of the May 9th, 2012 minutes. The summary minutes of the May 9, 2012 meeting were distributed to all members with the packet for this evening. Are there any corrections that have been submitted to the minutes?
Yes, Mr. Chair, there were two submissions submitted by Mr. Busey on page, I believe it's 5, but actually 6 of the minutes. I sent those out this morning as well with the corrections. The corrections clarify comments made by Ms. Rose Walters on that, and basically stated that she stated that some of the black population should be moved to districts 4 and 7, and that the white population should be moved to district 5 for a better balance. That's to clarify her comments made in terms of balancing the population racially between the districts. Also, a clarification of the comment by Mr. Jerry Grazios in response to Ms. Walters. That he stated that he did look at the balancing of the population and did so by moving the lines to reduce the black population in District 5 from 69% to 54%. And I also realize that now I'm looking at the corrections, but I also need to correct the spelling of the last name of Mr. Rose Walters from Waters. Waters?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Then I have to correct the other misspelling. So the correction of the misspelling also should be noticed.
Are there any other corrections to the minutes?
Mr. Chair, just to clarify, the copy that we have has been changed to the one up there that we can't read. So,
correct, and that was sent back out to the committee this morning around 11:30 a.m., just so that you had copies of the amended minutes prior to this evening's meeting.
Thank you.
If there's no further corrections to the May 9th meeting minutes, are approved as distributed. Are there any further corrections to the minutes?
Well, no, not as distributed. Because I'm saying doesn't reflect the correct.
Yes, and right. So staff has made a notation
okay. And
amended the minutes
on the screen.
So, and what I'm asking first for, are there any further corrections to the minutes, in addition to the ones that have been submitted. Okay. If there's no further corrections, the May 9th minutes are approved as corrected. This time we're going to move into item 6, the public hearing portion of the meeting. The chair recognizes the members from District 3 who will provide an overview of the redistricting process and guiding principles. May one through the microphone.
Hi, I'm Heather Smith, and I represent Ms. Denny.
Oh, bring the mic closer.
Hello, can you hear me?
They're going to turn the volume up on these.
Superintendent of schools. The Broward County Redistricting Committee was established by a resolution approved by the School Board of Broward County on October 18, 2011 to study the matter of changing the boundaries of the 7 single-member districts based upon the 2010 census and advise the school board on recommended changes. With your help, the committee will develop 7 single-member redistricting plan from the data received from the 2010 Federal Decennial Census and make its report to the school board of its recommended changes no later than the first regular school board meeting in December 2012. The recommendations of the committee are advisory only and are subject to revisions and amendments by the school board. What is redistricting? Redistricting is the process of redrawing the lines of districts from which public officials are elected so that there is a balance in the population within the newly formed districts. The goal of this process is to ensure that residents have equal representation on the school board. School board member voting districts does not impact student attendance boundaries or bus transportation. Current U.S. Census data. According to the 2010 U.S. Census, school board member districts 2, 3, 5, and 7 are above or below 5% of the total district population average. Proposed changes to the single board member districts will modify the geographic areas from which the school board members in districts 1 through 7 are elected. Seats 8 and 9 are countywide and will not be impacted by redistricting. New single board member districts should be equal in population as possible while providing all citizens the right to be equally represented. Guiding principles. The committee is developing its recommendations and shall take into consideration the school board redistricting guiding principles when building new single member districts. The school board has recently amended the guiding principles to allow for more clarifying language. Florida state law requires the following single board member redistricting requirements. New school board member districts must be drawn so that their populations are as close to being equal as possible. Changes must take place in an odd-numbered year. Serving board members would not be disqualified for the term in which they were elected should a change affect their residence qualifications. There are to be 7 single school board member districts represented by members whom are elected from the district in which they reside. 2 additional board members will represent the county as a whole for a total of 9 school board members. Compliance with Public Law 89-110, Voting Rights Act of 1965, is also required to be followed. The following Florida constitutional provisions may also be considered when drawing new districts. A. No apportionment plan or individual district shall be drawn with the intent to favor or disfavor a political party or an incumbent. And districts shall not be drawn with the intent or result of denying or abridging the equal opportunity of racial or language minorities to participate in the political process or to diminish their ability to elect representatives of their choice and shall consist of contiguous territory. B, unless compliance with the standards in this subsection conflicts with the standards in subsection A or with federal law, districts shall be as nearly equal in population as is practical. Districts shall be compact. And districts shall, where feasible, utilize existing political and geographical boundaries. C. The order in which the standards within subsections A and B of this section are set forth shall not be read to establish any priority of one standard over the other within that subsection. The Broward School District will also look at guiding principles important to the Broward County School District, which include alignment of single-member districts with high school innovation zones allows school communities to be represented by one board member with minimal disruption whenever possible. Alignment of single-member districts with equal numbers of schools within a district whenever possible. Preservation of communities of interest whenever possible. The process. Beginning in January and February 2012, the redistricting committee will hold orientation meetings and public hearings to familiarize the public with the process of single school board member redistricting in Broward County. The committee will meet no more than twice per month at no fewer than 7 public meetings held throughout the county from March through July of 2012. The public is encouraged to attend any or all of these meetings where draft proposals will be presented and commented on. For more information on how to create and submit a map alternative, or just comment on an existing one, please visit the district's redistricting website at www.broward.k12.fl.us/redistricting or telephone Patrick Sippel at 754-321-2480. Public mapping workshops and public 2-hour mapping meetings may be attended to assist you in the creation of a new single-member map. Following the school board member election process in the fall, the school board will workshop map proposals they would like to see move forward. The process is scheduled to conclude when the school board votes on a new single board member district map at a regular school board meeting in early 2013. Thank you all for coming and being here today and for your involvement with this important process. Turn the meeting over to our chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cannell. I have some additional instructions, which I'm going to cut these down because we have no maps being presented today by a presenter. But following each map alternative that's called, members of the public wishing to comment on a specific map alternative will have up to 2 minutes. Those wishing to speak should use the microphones located in the front of the room. Speakers will be called to the microphones by name in the order they appear on the sign-in sheets. Speakers are requested to state their name and address before beginning their comments. Each speaker is limited to 2 minutes and will be advised when 1 minute remains. When the time limit has been reached, speakers will be notified by the chair to conclude their comments. We actually are using the timer that is in the City Commission that's located right above behind Mr. Eichner. Speakers may comment on the presented map alternatives immediately following each presentation. Comments should be limited to only the map alternative being presented. After the committee has heard all map alternatives noticed on the agenda and public comments on those map alternatives, the public will be provided an additional opportunity under public comment to make a general comment on the redistricting process or comment on a map alternative previously presented. Speakers are asked to refrain from the use of inappropriate language and/or behavior. We ask that you model the district's character traits, cooperation, responsibility, citizenship, kindness, respect, honesty, self-control, and tolerance. We are asking all speakers and audience members to extend every courtesy to each other and the members of the redistricting steering committee. The same courtesy will be extended to you. At this point, for 6.2, there are no newly submitted maps. We have actually none that are in the works yet that the district staff has met with. So there's no more in the pipeline at this time. Moving to 6.3 is now a public comment on on newly mapped alternatives, of which there are none. So we are now going to 6.4, public comment on previously presented maps. If any of the member of the public would like to speak to map alternative 1, which was presented by City of North Lauderdale Commissioner Jerry Graziosi on May 9th, Please come to the microphone. With nobody from the public indicating that they'd like to speak. Yes, Patrick?
I just wanted to make a note that for anyone that would like to submit a map, in order for it to be prior to the 2 weeks to the next public hearing on June 4th, the map would need to be submitted by May 21st. I believe it's that Monday.
Okay. So with no public comment on 6.4, we're going to move to 6.5, which is general public comment from any member of the public. You have up to 2 minutes. And the one speaker we have signed up is Rose Waters.
Hello, I have a question. Looking with mapping.
With the microphone.
Sorry. As we as the public, we're participating in drawing, redistricting of the map. And how seriously is that taken when it comes to the school board and making their selection? I mean, does it really have weight, or is it that they're going to do what they want to do as far as redistricting anyways? Or would they really seriously take the advice of you all?
Does that conclude your comments?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Normally, we're not responding, but in this one, to provide some clarification, we are an advisory board, so our proposals will be sent to the board, and the board will be considering those. As to what the board chooses to do at that point, we don't really have much say other than to give our proposals. This is the process that the board established to be transparent, to allow for public participation. At this time, we only have one map on file. Next Tuesday's board workshops, we will be presenting an adjustment to that timeline to allow for the committee to recommend, if necessary, any maps. But we really, that's in the board's hands. We have no power over that, as we are an advisory board. But I do know that the board is going to consider our recommendation seriously, and that is my hope, and I think that's what we're all led to believe as appointees of different board members.
Thank you.
So, I don't know if anybody else wants to clarify if I missed something.
Could you clarify what you said about an adjustment in the timeline?
We at the, I'm trying to think where we were, Hollywood, at the District 1 public hearing, I presented where over the summer months, between August and November, in that time, that if we felt it necessary to, and I don't have the exact language, so I don't want to be totally clear, but that we would decide whether or not it would be necessary as a committee. One of the things why that proposal I felt so strongly about is a case of what we are right now. We're now in our third public hearing. We have very low public participation, and it ensures that, the board did appoint us. We all are very varying degrees of opinionated community activists. So I think we all have a different opinion of what should go into this and really do care about what this district does. So in the absence of public participation, it provides a safety net that recommendations can go forward to the board, if we felt that the proposals we got were not meeting to the guidelines. And it was, I believe, the majority of the committee voted to approve it at that time. You were there.
Yes, I didn't remember the details, but I appreciate that clarification. Thank you.
Okay, and that will be presented to the board on Tuesday. Patrick?
Mr. Chair, also that proposed timeline.
Patrick, you're going to talk to the microphone, so it's also on the record.
Mr. Chair, Patrick Sippel from School District. Also, as a clarification, the proposed timeline also incorporates another public hearing following the proposal generated by the committee, so that the community also has the opportunity to view and discuss the proposal by the committee, so that it's completely transparent and open with the community, and that it's not just something generated at the last minute by the committee to end the process. So it is still a fully public involved process that involves public discussion.
We're going to close the public hearing portion, being that there's no other members of the public. Are there any other members of the public that wish to speak before we close this portion out? Okay. Seeing that there is none, we're going to move to now item number 7, the chair's report, really fast. First, I want to thank Roland for working with the Educational Advisory Board to secure the location. Things happen, but I want to thank you for your effort in securing it, and we made the effort, and we're trying to come to the community where we hope the community will be. It's just kind of an affirmation of our frustration, I think, with this process. So I want to thank the committee for attending and, you know, and being here and continuing to stick it out. We're going to be done in like 4 minutes, I think. So next Tuesday at 1 p.m., the school board will be meeting to workshop the redistricting proposal, the redistricting process. At that time, I'll be presenting the adjustment to the timeline to the board for their approval and to provide any feedback at that time. The committee is, of course, welcome to be in attendance at that board workshop. It's at KCW. It's scheduled for 1 o'clock, but things do change, sometimes last minute, so it may end up coming up at 11. It could come up at 3. So I would make certain that to check in with district staff, maybe in the morning by 10 o'clock to see if there's been any changes. And Patrick, if you would please send an email out to everyone confirming the time and location. That's it for the chair's report. Number 8, staff follow-up. Is there any? Maybe Patrick, if you could just remind the committee of the upcoming events we have quickly as far as the mapping workshop.
Yes, Mr. Chair, again, on the May 19th, Saturday at Monarch High School, we are holding a mapping workshop again for the community to learn how to create a map. We can also at that time go through the process with anybody. I'm actually sitting down and making the map, whether it's a committee member or a member of the public. We can sit down and get your ideas right there in the computer and generate the map for you. As a whole, the turnaround for the map packets to be sent back to the community member or committee member is really within a matter of days in order to do that. And again, the final map for that would need to be completed by the May 21st, 22nd time frame to be submitted for June, submitted and presented for June 4th, which is our next meeting, public hearing. And then the May 22nd workshop downtown.
Thank you. Unfinished business 9, I had nothing listed. Mr. Charter.
Back to you. Just a second. First, I want to congratulate you on the punctuality tonight. The night I'm late, you start on time.
No, we started late. Mr. Eichner will remind me.
I just want the record to show I did arrive for the meeting because I missed the last one.
The record actually was reflected for Ms. Vertick and yourself.
Thank you.
As present.
I had a question for Patrick, if I may.
Yep.
I listened to the audio stream of the last meeting because I wasn't there, and I heard the commissioner talk about the struggles of trying to draw the districts while recognizing precinct lines and the innovation zone lines. Do the innovation zones run along precincts boundaries, or is it something completely different?
In most cases, they do. Generally, precincts will follow major roads and that nature, so you will have cases where the innovation zone lines, which are essentially the high school boundary lines, do follow those major roads and follow the precinct lines. And you'll also have the same case with municipalities. There are some cases where the precincts do split between innovation zones, because innovation zones don't necessarily follow municipal lines, which would probably follow the precinct lines more so than a high school boundary line. So yes, you do have cases where there are some that are split.
But most of them follow along the precincts? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yes, Latha?
Just a suggestion. If a map that needs to be submitted before June 4th needs to come in by the 21st, should we send out an email and we can send it to our groups just to remind people if you propose sending a or want to send a map for the next public hearing if it needs to come in by this time?
Correct. To go ahead and send that out, to give us a call, sit down with us to make the map. That will really be the quickest route, unless they perform it and do it on my district builder and send me the file, and then there'll be dialogue back and forth between email and phone discussions with the client, the map maker, to make sure that has been reflected on the proposed map.
So if we get an email from you, maybe, or from Mr. Chair, we could get a capital approval and see if it produces any.
Right. What I will do is I will formulate an email, just a text to go through and put that, and then also attach the flyers with it as well, stating that the next meeting is on June 4th and map submissions need to be submitted by the first part of next week.
And also remind them that there was a workshop on the 19th.
Correct.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Busey.
Thank you. That was a follow-up to Russell. The easiest way to get into this is to just do it. Patrick has a two-page handout that's entirely sufficient to explain everything you need to do. And once you get started, I'd say allocate maybe about 3 hours of time. It includes about a half an hour of the learning curve. It looks threatening, but it really isn't once you get into it. And it's like a lot of other, whether it be a crossword puzzle or a sliding puzzle. I don't know if you remember the sliding puzzles where you move little pieces around. Essentially, that's the challenge, because obviously any change, and I think the commissioner mentioned this at the last meeting, in order to make one little change one place, it kind of tends to change everything all across the map. So I just do it, because, it's great to go to the mapping workshop on Saturday. It's helpful, but, for those who stay later to kind of actually do it physically or just do it at home. It's a two-page handout is amazingly clear and to the point, so anyone can do this. I think a high school student should have a competition to see if we can come up with the best math, because it really is, it's possible for anyone to do this.
Okay. Are there any other? Mr. Walters.
Mr. Chair, I don't know whether this is old business or new business, but what will be this desire of the committee when it comes to the number of maps that we would like to make recommendations to the school board on? Are we talking one? Are we talking four? Are we talking five? The more we talk, the sooner we need to get started. If we don't have any additional maps, I'll say by the 6th, the district 6 meeting, then we should have a committed inside to make the map that we would like to see go to the school board. We don't want you to hold the whole process to be over, and then we'll get crunched in time and not do a good job, even though we were all appointed by different people. The whole idea of the committee was to bring back recommendations, and I don't think if we just go back with one map, we have done justice to those who appointed us to be on this committee.
So, Mr. Walters, if I'm correct, you're then recommending that we, the amendments we made to the timeline as a recommendation to the board, that we implement that at the district, we begin to implement that at the District 6 hearing, have it on the agenda, should we have no further maps?
Correct.
Okay. And I think, when we get into deciding on how many recommendations or what recommendations to send forward, that's when we would have that discussion as to how many would we be sending. I mean, it would be my impression that we would send all of them to the board, but just highlight the ones that we would recommend as a proposal or make any comments or, come up with one.
My concern would only be if we don't get any more.
I am right there with you.
Then we would only have the one. And to only send that one map to the board and say, here that recommendation, I think that would be an injustice to those who, I forgot that name you used, all of us earlier.
I used?
something to do with activists in the community. But
opinionated? Or very opinionated?
Some of us do, but we are here because people trust us to come up with good ideas, even if they don't use them. And I think that we owe that to them. And if we get no other maps, then I think that we should at least provide them with at least an idea of three. That is my recommendation.
Okay. Is the committee, Mr. Chart?
I understand what you're saying about the timeline, but I would urge some caution in that if we start constructing or developing our own committee map prior to hearing District 6 and District 7, I think we open ourselves to criticism that we listened patiently to the first five districts and then discounted the opinions of people in 6 and 7. And I would rather do it more slowly and do it correctly rather than kind of rush the process through and make people feel like they were disenfranchised to the process.
One of the things I will say where I would agree with Mr. Chard is those meetings we would then hold at KCW, and it would be in an easier environment to work as a group and around, a round table with the proper displays and everything else. And I know the district will have the resources easier at their hands to be able to make those maps live with us at that time. So what I would recommend, Mr. Walters, is we are, committee members, we did agree that committee members can submit maps. I would encourage you to have someone, in your community, bring a few people, to schedule an appointment with Patrick and begin to encourage them to present a map or create a map. And I know it's frustrating, and I think that's why that alternative process that was proposed and supported by this committee, is a safety net for that. But at this time, I really would encourage everybody to try to get one person to at least go into the district to schedule time with Patrick or to do a map on their own and submit it. Somebody from your local community that really has had some opinions on, how the district should look. So, are there any other comments? Okay. For unfinished business, there was none other than what we really kind of just discussed, which wasn't. New business, there's nothing listed here. Is there any new business from committee members that we have not noted? With none being stated, if I could, are there any announcements? Ms. Furtick, you look like you're falling out of the chair.
No, I'm just looking down.
It's harder to see.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, with no new business, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
It's been moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That's a record, Michael. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
35 minutes.
Less.
Oh, 44.
I want credit for starting at 7 minutes after.
Patrick. Also, you don't get an answer. 32 minutes.
Patrick. You have the
truth.